In this bulletin, the New South Wales Premier flags tougher security measures after the Bondi shooting. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky set to meet with Donald Trump in Miami. And in sailing, Comanche claims lion honours in the Sydney to Hobart. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm T. Mitchell. The New South Wales Premier says nothing is off the table when it comes to changes to strengthen security measures to protect Jewish Australians following the Bondi shooting. Chris Minns says he's had discussions about the possibility of deploying troops to potentially guard sites such as Jewish schools and synagogues. On Saturday, it was revealed that a November 26 document produced by the Jewish Community Security Group had warned New South Wales Police of the increased risk of violent anti-Semitism during the Hanukkah by the Sea event that was targeted by the Bondi gunman. The Premier says he's also open to considering the option of arming the community security group.
I'm not going to take anything off the table. It's not just about ensuring that we've got the firepower and the security on site to protect the Jewish community in the event of a terrorist activity. It's also so that the Jewish community can feel safe when they celebrate Hanukkah or Passover or they come together as a community. And as it currently stands, and I've spoken to thousands of members of the Jewish community, they don't feel safe. So that's the challenge for us.
Forecasters say wet weather conditions in northern Queensland are likely to continue over the next few days. Hundreds of millimetres of rain have already fallen in parts of the state's northwest and tropical northeast. The Weather Bureau says the rainfall could peak today or tomorrow. Meteorologist Shane Kennedy says a major flood warning is in place for the Flinders River and there could be major flash flooding on the northeast coast.
Expecting daily rainfall totals typically in the 60 to 200 millimetre range, but there is that potential to see some isolated falls of 200 to 300 millimetres plus. That's particularly in the northwest and around the northeast coast between around Port Douglas down to Townsville, and that does include Cairns.
Overseas now, when Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived in Miami ahead of his meeting with US President Donald Trump. Going into the meeting, Mr. Trump said he'd had a good and productive conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin, but he didn't provide any more details. Mr. Trump will meet Mr. Zelensky at his Mar-a-Lago mansion to discuss the so-called 20-point plan to bring an end to Russia's war with Ukraine after almost 4 years. With several key issues unresolved, including post-war territory, Mr. Zelensky has emphasized security guarantees as the central sticking point.
Security guarantees are very important to me. We want them to be absolutely clear, and it is important to understand when we can have them. We have discussed this with our European colleagues as well. That is, security guarantees must come simultaneously with the issue of ending the war, because we must be confident that Russia will not resume aggression. Strong security guarantees are needed.
French screen icon Brigitte Bardot has died at the age of 91. Bardot shot to fame at just 21 years old, dancing barefoot in And God Created Women, a performance that scandalized censors and shattered the era's demure screen image. She became a symbol of sexual freedom, femininity, and a defining face of 1950s and 60s France, influencing fashion, music, and art far beyond cinema. Ms. Bardot later withdrew from acting to focus on animal rights activism alongside controversial far-right political views. This fan, Sandrine Matisse, says Bardot represented women and freedom.
She was a pretty woman, the prettiest woman for me. She represents the freedom of women, of expression. She put her career on pause, and after 50 years, she still remains an icon. She represents France. She represents Saint-Tropez. She represents women. She represents freedom, the freedom to love and express ourselves. Voilà.
To sport now, and in sailing, Master Lock Comanche has claimed lion honours in the 80th Sydney to Hobart yacht race. It was a speedy finish with the yacht travelling down Hobart's Derwent River at a pace of 11.8 knots. This is the fifth time Comanche has taken lion honours, but last year the Super Maxi's crew retired from the race because of a broken mainsail. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm T. Mitchell.